The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Lord, I wonder who it will be. You give your first piece of birthday cake to. Oh, Lord, my God, I pray that it's me. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum speed? We can street me dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle. You done look on all your gift. Be done sing your happy.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, our talk all day. It is Thursday, the 9th of June, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, if it's a Thursday, that means it's Culture Thursday. And you heard that song we opened the show up with. That's Happy Birthday by Ancient Man. I'm going to say happy birthday to the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, the Honorable Philip Edward Davis. Good morning and happy belated birthday from On the Clock. I hope you don't mind that I waited until Culture Thursday to send out the birthday greetings so I could play that song by Ancient Man. I think this is the first time that I played a song possibly by Ancient Man on the show. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to play it. Plus, I always love playing a Bahamian version of Happy Birthday, whether it's Puzzle or Ancient Man or any other version I could find, because we have to begin or remember, because we used to do it all the time, that we can make things our own. We don't have to rely on foreign concepts and constructs and ideas all the time. And sometimes we could take these people, them things, and fine-tune it, adjust it. Acclimated, you know, make it Bahamian. Better yet, make it applicable to the Bahamian context. So I love that song, and what a wonderful opportunity. Happy belated birthday to Prime Minister of the Bahamas. And I know that you are much, much more than that to many, many people, right? To your constituents, to your party members, to your family and friends. You are many, many things to them. And that's important to remember, right? For everybody across the board, not just for important people like the Prime Minister, but that we sort of occupy multiple facets all the time. Somebody, you know, somebody's Prime Minister is also somebody's father. Somebody's boss is also somebody's child. And so we have to take measures, right? We have to be careful when we are engaging people and subjects to ensure that we are inflicting as little damage as possible or violence as possible in our critique. And sometimes the critique is necessary. Sometimes the fire behind the critique is necessary as well. But we could still critique things and people intensely, right? Without inflicting violence, without attacking, without denigrating, and certainly without causing tension in communal spaces because we are not acknowledging how our critique and our words impact that person and the other people connected to them. I think it's a very important cultural thing that we stopped paying attention to. So at the beginning of this week, I shared a couple of stories, told like jokes. I want to share a lot more than I do, like about customer service experiences and things like that. But that's a tint, right? Because like I want to share a story about an incident I had where I feel like I was wronged or, you know, I was slighted or someone was rude to me, whether just, you know, pass a microaggression or a very large act of a blatant rudeness. But I have to be careful, right? Because I'm on this platform. And even though in that situation, I may have felt powerless or I may have been powerless, I have to remember that I have this platform and the platform is very powerful. I have to be careful how I tell these stories and how the other parts of the people in the story are painted or how people perceive them. You see, when you have a lot of power, you got to be careful with how you use that power. And so I don't talk all the business. I don't tell all the stories or share all the experiences I have. Hopefully I'm saving them for a movie or a book or something. I could make money off of them instead of just jokes. You know, I could do something positive with it instead of just eating my feelings. But I also am hesitant to come on the radio and talk about them because I don't ever, you know, I want to use the situation as a lesson, but I don't want to use the person. Right? I don't want them to become collateral damage in my attempt to seem, you know, enlightened or mature or overstanding, you know? And that's unfair. That's very unfair. And so I think that's something important for us to remember, particularly for people who do have power, maybe in different ways, right? It's always important for you to measure how you speak about others, even when you are telling a story or something that happened to you, because you don't want to embarrass those people unduly, because sometimes a little bit of shame helps. You don't want to destroy the people with embarrassment. You don't want to shame them. And you don't want to create a situation where they feel ashamed to return to the spaces that they normally are in because you sort of told this story and they feel like you highlighted them. And so something I have to remind myself of often, and I want to remind myself of it particularly today, because we're going to talk just a little bit of politics today. It is Culture Thursday. But what's happened over the last few days as the week after the long holiday unfolded, lots of people are out there asking, why aren't we social media on social media, why aren't we in the media, formal media, talking more about these things that are happening? The tragic and unfortunate shooting and death of a 13-year-old boy. Definitely something to talk about. Increase in gun violence and violence generally last night. We had an incident where four men were shot, three we still, waiting to hear their condition, and one person unfortunately died on the scene. People are very concerned about police reporting or lack thereof. And normally I just focus on a lack of traffic reporting, but it's a major issue. And so here's what I want to do today. I want to provide an opportunity for people who do want to talk, who do want to share, who do have questions. Like if you feel that these are things we need to talk about, call in and talk about them. I can play some interesting things. You know, whenever I find a song that I've never heard before, I want to play it for the Bahamian people and see how many people are familiar with this song and this artist. I want to talk a bit about 49th Independence celebrations. Then important story I think we should talk about just for a minute, banks warn of phishing scam. So lots of things to talk about this morning. I got a caller on the line. I'm going to get to this text and then I'm going to play that song for you. Because when I heard this song last night, this was all just going to be a music show. It's just going to be a music show. But we're going to do something different. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Thank God for life, yes, and good morning to your listeners. I was wanting to know if, you said we might want to talk about, I just wanted to know if maybe you could remind us what in season and if you get anything to sell. That's the first thing. You say tamarind, that's but from 2 months ago, they was old. I want to know what else
right.
You're aware, what you're seeing.
I got you.
You know, please let us know that. And the next thing is that, this Pride Month again, right?
June, yes. Right? Yeah. LGBTI. Well, it's
you need to again break it down because a lot of us from last year had asked you the same question.
Yeah.
What's the meaning? What are we doing here in the Bahamas? And what the results you expect from having not a gay Pride Month? It's simply named Pride Month, right?
Or yeah, but it's LGBTI. It's LGBTI plus month. Pride Month.
Pride Month. All right, the next thing is that did you follow Glennis Anna Martin and also some Minister of Education? She was saying something. It sounds so honorable. I know that ain't the first time she do it, and I know both sides does it sometime in spite of them being friends, family, and lovers. And sometimes in Parliament, we think they ain't no friends, but they respect each other. She was pointing out all the good things that Janet Bostwick did for women in the Bahamas and women in the country. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that this month sometime they're supposed to be having a celebration, and I think it was, I don't know if the word is noble, it was kind of good to hear talking about a female political party.
Yeah.
But knowing that she did good to help all in the country.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen. Let me know about that Pride Month again, and let me know what in season for us who listen in.
All right.
Thanks.
Absolutely. So listen, I have a guest, at least one guest scheduled for next week for LGBTI Pride Month. So let's start with the fruit, and then we can get to that. So the question I had for the Bahamian, for the game show, how Bahamian are you? What is your favorite Bahamian fruit? Well, we started off, tamarind is basically done. I want to say, though, go in the tree and harvest the tree anyway. The tamarinds are wet. They probably, some of them are moldy. But I want you to do this for two reasons. First of all, the tree is a living being. And when the tree produces fruit, it's like it's pregnant and it bears fruit. The tree needs us to take the fruit off the tree. We got to harvest it. We have to help the tree prepare itself for another production. So that's even though you feel like you can't sell the tamarind, so what's the point of taking it off the tree? The point of taking it off the tree is so you have a better harvest and season next year. The second thing is this, is you're going to catch some good tamarind. All ain't gonna be good, but you can catch some good ones. And the people out there who want tamarind, go buy it from you. So please, if you can, get in the trees and get the tamarind. But right now, here's what's in season. Scarlet plum and red plum, red Spanish mumbin, they are in season. Now, for the last 30, 40 years, people them just been clearing lots without any concern for what's in it. A scarlet plum, a red plum is a rare treasure. It's a beauty. It's hard to find. But they're still out there. They're still in season. What I found is that Abaco and Eleuthera sort of get a little colder temperature. They're going to have fruit longer than New Providence. Or at least Abaco going to have fruit longer than Eleuthera. Eleuthera going to have fruit longer than New Providence. Mangoes are in the biggest part of their season. That first wave of mangoes, I think is done. We got a lot of hairy mangoes, a lot of, we call the juice mangoes. We got a lot of those in that first wave of mangoes. The mangolas and other varieties are coming out now. I want to say that the current Pride, it seems, has been down and out of service for a while now, a couple of months. So if you're looking for mangoes, you check the current Pride, but no, you may have to check somewhere else. Somebody call me and text me and tell me who bringing in the mangoes while the current Pride is down. Passion fruit, springing. Dilly, it's the end of one season, new dilly coming on the tree now. We had some mulberry. With all this rain, check your soursop trees. Soursop like to be near water, not in it. On top of it, but not in it. With all of this rain, check your soursop trees for blossoms, for small fruit. Soursop like to hide. You may not see it. You can go in, be gentle. Maybe some star fruit out and about. Mommy supporter out and about. Papaya out and about. Bananas planting, depending on how you planted them, out and about. Ganep should be on the tree. Sea grape shouldn't be ready yet, but your sea grape should be on the tree. But with these heavy winds, I'm going to tell anybody who can top under their tree, place a catchment system to prevent your fruit from dropping and bruising. But I see I got a couple more callers on the line. Good morning, callers. You're on the clock.
Miss Green, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you, Sparky. How you doing?
Right, yeah. It looked like I lost my mangoes. I had a lot of mango blossoms, but that early rain and that we had a lot of wind down and tried to stay. Look, I blew off, so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I saw the trees when it started. I had a lot of blossoms, but a lot of my avocados are dropping to the ground also before fulfillment.
Yeah.
I don't know what's causing that. Maybe the change in weather, the different rain seasons, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm losing a lot. But what I've been doing is I've been managing the park in Tri-State, and what I've been doing is every month I would buy a plant,
mm-hmm.
or somebody would give me a plant, and I'm going to, every 20 feet around the park, I'm going to plant an indigenous, in Bahamian tree. Yeah, I put a start of it, a gooseberry. I put down a key mango. I got a dilly, I got a whole plum, I just got two breadfruit trees to put down, and I'm going to put them around Tri-State Park every 20 feet.
Nice.
And try to pull down all them palms and foolishness, but don't bear no fruit. And I'm all them bougainville and foolishness.
Now,
know.
No, don't take, I know.
I will have all the green space for the children to do the swinging,
yeah.
and up and down and functions, but I plant in food.
Now listen, but you need some pollinators now. You need some shrubby flowers, like shepherd needle and thing.
Oh, yeah, they're out there. I know about all of that.
Yeah, yeah, you need some pollinators.
Before I go, because we're tired, I would like to wish my old schoolie from Eastern Junior, from way back in the day, Eastern Senior. Then we split, we all still grew up in the valley, the right honorable Prime Minister Philip Edward Brave. I got him by 34 days. I won June, May the 4th, he won June the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I must also say, when they celebrating his birthday, it'd be a sad day for me because that was the same day my son got killed.
Oh,
you know, right on June the 7th was his birthday.
Yeah.
And the day my son got killed. So, to my Prime Minister, leader of the PLB party, happy birthday. Brave, I can call him Brave because we know about Brave. Do you know also that he was in an experimental class between the Anglican Church and Eastern Junior way back in the day? They bought it, you know, before school those days, you go to either the government school,
uh-huh.
Western Senior, Southern Senior, and Eastern Senior.
Mm-hmm.
After that, at 14 years old, you go out to look for trade.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you was good enough to go to the government high.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, you had to go to the private schools like QC, St. Augustine's, and that type of stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
So at 14, 15, if you don't have the education to go anywhere else, you go out to look for a plumber or a waiter or anywhere like that. And he was in an experimental class, him, my sister, Pastor Eddie, and all of them, and Bishop Michael Eldon decided they would have what they call it, the the exam, but they take, whatever they call it now, where the children take the exam, and that from there, if they pass, they go from Eastern Junior with Mr. Conliff there and Master, then they go to St. John's.
Okay.
Most of the Anglicans, they went to St. John's. Most of the Catholics, they went to SAC or Xavier's or on West Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the Methodists went to QC.
Okay, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And Brave, and him and Farsetti, a lot of them, they was in the place. It was like an experimental exam.
So where did they go?
Common entrance exam, I think they call it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Thank you, Sparky.
Yeah.
Thank you. Look here. All I have to say is that it's important, it's incumbent, you use a big word, it's important for us to provide the same educational and personal development opportunities that prior generations of Bahamians have had, and we could see where it has taken them. And because all I could say is thank you to all of the people in my life, advantage of any extracurricular, recreational, or educational activity, I could. That's very important. Let's go to this next caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
And good morning, Papa. I have 2 points. I'm going to move quick with everything.
Yeah,
man. Fast.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Janet Bostic, I like what the Minister of Education talk about. With Honorable Janet Bostic, she made me proud. Knowing back then when she became the first female MP in Parliament, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I always say that in my comments way back then, now, to uplift women and take women to a higher level of not just being a slave to men in terms of boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
But they could exercise their own career.
Mm-hmm.
So on. So she was able to express that. Woman, of course, of her help and others. Women have, of course, a woman is suffering. Woman, women have achieved so much being a woman and globally and locally. Now, the second point is, great student yesterday, you didn't comment on that. Agriculture, I think the minister did some good drive in what this government is going to do to agriculture. What do you think about that?
I think the ideas are great. I think they all have great ideas. I think the ideas that were presented were great. I don't think that's where the problem lies. I think the problem lies in the ability to coordinate all of these mechanisms and people. I think the problem lies in the ability to strategize and create, you know, working policies that are useful and helpful. I mean, we know they have a disadvantage, but they have, you know, this dynamic that makes it exponentially more difficult to do this work, which is they all activities and projects across an archipelago, right? That makes it tremendously more difficult. And then coupled with that, you fighting against a food cultural imperialism. Right, you're fighting against this sort of enemy that is so large and almost intangible, right? And so I love the ideas. The question is, can they shift the culture sufficiently within the ministry and its agencies, and within their stakeholder constituency, the farmers and the vendors and the producers, and then within the sector, the people who purchase, right? That's really the bulk of the work. And once we get that work rolling and the other part simultaneously happening, then we're going to begin to see the results we want to see. All right, caller, hold the line for me. I got to get to these texts. All right, texter, that first text at 10:10, I got your text. I'm on it. Second text, favorite Bahamian fruit is Mangola and Soursop, followed by Tamarind, a.k.a. Tamarind and Hog and Scarlet Plum. Boy, I like that list, but you ain't got sugar apple on it. I think that list is incorrect. Great show as usual, Miss Green. My birthday is next month, and I want you, Lang, Warren, and Naughty to get me a birthday present. I want a gift certificate for government gas voucher for 4 years. What? Tex, I mean, that was a very eloquent way to say that you think that I am a conk. I'd have to take out a mortgage. I'd have to find somebody to marry me and then to us take out a mortgage to be able to provide you with a gift certificate for the next 4 years. But I'd like to thank you for that text. Let's get to that call. Producer, good morning. Caller, you're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Wonderful show. Beautiful show with agriculture all the time. But every time you come on the phone, I'm in the show with agriculture, I get mad with you.
Okay, tell me why.
Okay, I thought you would never ask.
Yes.
Because over a year ago, you had a farmer, Davidson, Valley Boy, on your show.
Yeah, yeah.
That he say he helps to get everybody set up on their backyard farm. Man, Ms. Green, since that show, I got his number and called him about 50 million times. And I was a Valley Boy, you know. And then cleaned up my backyard about 30 million times. Waiting on Farmer Davis. I ain't see Farmer Davis yet, man.
Boy, look here. That's all you had to say. Do me a favor. Leave your number with the producer. I just needed an excuse to call Farmer Davis. Don't watch nothing. I just...
answer the bell. And I try to grow my garden myself. I had the stuff going, right? Because I bought me 10 one-gallon planter pots with the soil, right?
Right.
From one place.
Mm-hmm.
All the trees spring, right? The tomato, the this, the that, the peppers and everything, right? And then one day I get up, all is dead. I didn't realize that you're supposed to transplant them somewhere else when they get so big.
Ah.
So all dead on me, man.
No, okay.
I vexed with you and Farmer David.
Okay, first of all, you should have called me because I was a plant interpreter. And I could have tell you your plants is rowing you. As the first thing, I could tell you they was rowing you. Second of all, it's sort of weird that they would all die at one time. So I would also recommend interrogating other possible reasons why. Like maybe, do you live in an area where they do regular mosquito spraying? Because it could be that all of the plants in one area got hit by something that they didn't. Also, do you have cats moving through your yard?
Cats is moving, and not my cats, but the neighbor cats.
Right. It could be that a cat has urinated on the plant and caused some damage by adding chemicals that it don't like.
Yeah, do you think he's going to go jump up on the black pot, them 1 gallon pots, to go urinating there?
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. What these cats and raccoons and rats has been doing in the back of my yard, you'd be surprised.
I think you might be correct, because I can't see how all the plants, that 10 pots of plants, flourishing, died, just dead.
Right. It could also be that, now be careful when you spray in pesticides and insecticides in the yard.
I ain't ready for that yet.
And it could, it could be that your neighbor sprayed something in their yard and the wind carried it over. It may not even be the most immediate neighbor either. It could be, it could be somebody in proximity.
Well, okay. I ain't going to take up much more of your time, right? But this last thing would make me wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one more thing can make me happy. Look like you're trying to help. But anytime you leave your number with your producer, y'all will never get the number.
You don't watch nothing. It's okay. So the producer don't just wait for me.
I bet you ain't gonna get his number.
Okay. The producer don't just wait for me. But here's what to do. You call, you leave your number on 428-0719. And just put a tag, say this is the farmer man.
428-0719. Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, man. But I can be honest with you. I really appreciate Pauper raising. There's a great point, Glenys Hannah Martin, going across, party lines.
If you'd like to make a call, and, please hang up.
Going across party lines and celebrating another female politician. Right? But we're going to celebrate men for a little bit just now. These man them is have 3 and 7 and 8 jobs sometimes, you know. And I know that Farmer Phil, he have at least 3 jobs. And one of them is coaching a kids' swim team. I know that is keep him busy. And then another job is taking care of animals. That is keep him busy, too. And so don't watch nothing, though. I thank you for an opportunity to call Phil and fuss him for not calling people back. Dear Phil, please expect a call from Aaron Green. Producer, let's play a song for the people. Let's go to a break. And when we come back from the break, we're not just talking fruit and produce. We're playing the How Bahamian Are You game. But I have a particular couple questions, culture questions. Who knew about Kai Gottlieb and ain't tell us nothing, us young people nothing, right? And then second question is, are Tony McKay, Ed Moxie, and Ronnie Butler three of the most influential Bahamian artists of all time? Let me know what you think. You're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Tell her to leave, and she'll stay for a while. The lady's got a touch of class. And in the end, all things will pass. It might be time for a change.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans, which was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the every Tuesday.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and you are listening to Ed Moxie, Stew Fish and Grits, right? So listen, it was much, much later in my life that I stumbled on this African musician called Fela Kuti. I got to say thank you to Chris Bodie for introducing me to that phenomenal era in music, Fela Kuti. And then I listened into these Ed Moxie tracks and I realized that we have our own Fela Kuti. I mean, Ed Moxie is a genius. And I always sort of, when listening to people talk about Ed Moxie, you think about him as down-home Bahamian, foundation of Bahamian music and culture. And then you realize how influential Bahamian music and musical culture has been on the rest of the world. You know, from one perspective, you feel like, well, Bahamians were doing, you know, like we could do anything that those other people can do, but really, we are setting the pace. It's us. We were doing it. I supposed to put a song on this list today, but I didn't put it today. One of my favorites, just because it's not like funny, ha-ha. It's like Joe Pesci funny in good. It makes you think. It really troubles you. It causes you to really think. Jones, oh Jones, it's a first gangster rap song. In the chronology, Jones, oh Jones by Blind Blake was a gangster rap song. And you sit there and you listen to that. It forces you to reconsider your perceptions about gang culture in the country. Because none of these brothers today, in all this conflict, and none of them met Blind Blake. None of them was alive when Blind Blake was doing his thing. Or these young boy. No, not at all. Anyway, when we were going to the break, we heard a song, Fishmouth Woman, by Kai Gottlieb. I think Kai Gottlieb is out of Abaco. And Kai Gottlieb is a songwriter, producer, and radio entrepreneur from the Bahamas. He's born 1946 and died 1997. Some music by Kai last night, I think for the first time, these particular songs. There are a couple other songs I heard while I was putting together a playlist. Call I coming in a second. Don't run. But these songs, Lady Cellulite, Fishmouth Woman, and this third song is a little bit of a risque song called the Ping Pong Song, right? What I found about these songs was, first of all, it's all human comedy, plenty humor and plenty comedy in his music, you know, like satire. Songs, I'm not going to use this term, I use it very respectfully, but when I was young and full of angst and existential dread and you know, the people take, by listening to all this Europe, I didn't realize that I could have been having those same experiences with Bahamians in context, with people singing about universal concepts and principles, you know, but with language and experience familiar to me. They're familiar to me. So anyway, anybody know anything about Kai Gottlieb? Text me, call the show, or send me a text to 428-0719. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry. I missed you. Caller, see, we got another caller popping in, producer. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you. One minute. I have a few concerns. I don't want to carry your show off topic.
No, man. Let's go. No problem.
I was so disturbed yesterday riding and listening to the House of Assembly in session,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was wondering, like, how does the atheist feel or think that the nation or the world sees that when they behave, act like that in the House of Parliament concerning issues so sensitive to Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and our country? And I think in this new millennium, 2022 it is now. I think like the bombing on the table is barbaric. I don't like it's long worse than bar rooms I attend at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to cry out to my leaders,
mm-hmm.
to please change that. And it really doesn't sound good. The lady, the speaker of the house, actually sounds like people's mom or mother. Like she is like, I don't know. It's just not lady like to have ladies arguing amongst men. That's not even a good thing. So they need to bring some more order in the house in order to get the business of the nation done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next concern I have, right, and I want to bring it to everybody's attention, that do you know that BTC is able to victimize you?
Hold on. Let's be careful there. Let's be very careful there. Do me a favor. Message me at 428-0719. Message me at 428-0719. Let us continue that conversation in a different forum. Now is not the time, place, or space for that. Although we all get frustrated with our service providers from time to time to all the time. We can do that at a later time. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yeah, morning. Boy, morning. I don't know what I heard, Paul. Listen, what do you want to know about Guy Gottlieb?
What I want to know about him?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know where I could find his music.
One week him and the guy was rolling over in the boat, catch on Google Radica, bring it up to the boat and he skinned the Google, and him and the girl was in the boat together.
Uh-huh.
He did some excellent music on the Freeport Mars on White Man.
Yeah. Right, I didn't know this is a part of it. I couldn't find a decent bio on him. I didn't know. I assumed that he was from Abaco because of the references to playing in Abaco.
Yeah.
Right? But there's no real bio.
Someone could probably remember how the song goes exactly, but he said, where the rain, where he said, I bring him up to the boat tonight, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He and the group were rather quick, and him and the guy was rolling over, you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's one of his nice songs.
Yeah, man. He's witty and he's funny, but there's another element. He's a comedian because he had a radio show.
Yeah, in Freeport.
Right, that was I obviously doing what he was doing. It's an arts and culture, Bahamian culture show, but they use comedy as well. Yeah. Comedy was a big part of it. Him and his partner, I want to know where we could find clips of the show. I want to know who performed on the episodes with them. I want to know as much as I could find.
I ain't want to tell you where to go, right? Because you are one radio show, but I want to tell you where to go.
Oh, you mean I can go to my cousins them down the road there, up the road? I got you.
I'm the Jones people.
Okay.
Yeah, you could call them. They should have some clips, Sam.
Yeah, I was going to check another station that focuses, well, there are two, one online and one brick and mortar that focus on Bahamian music and culture.
Yeah, you could go online and put his name in. You could put his name in, you know.
Yeah, I know. It very, very limited searches results come up. But
you got the Microsoft. Listen, one more request.
Yeah, man.
We'll never do that either. That's why it's got mad sometimes. Speaking about Edmund Moxie.
Yeah.
Edmund Moxie did the Jumbe Village thing. And there's a Bahamian that sang a song about Jumbe Village. A lot of people don't remember it.
Uh-huh.
But it's Percy Buller Francis,
leader
of the Shell Stockton Superstars,
could
sing a song called People Get Ready. You think you could play that?
Producer, if you could find it, play it, put it on the list, and we could play it. If you could find it, we're going to play it.
Producer, it goes like, people, let's get ready.
Yeah, no, I think I played part of it on the show.
Man, play that, man. That's a wonderful song, too.
Okay, People Get Ready.
Okay, by Percy Buller Francis.
Yes, by Percy Buller Francis. Yeah, man, I have that.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, hit it up. All right.
No, thank you. Thank you very, very much, caller. Thank you. And so, Kai Gottlieb is in the grand tradition of Bahamian musicians and songwriters that play on the double entendre, right? And you get a little rude and risque music, a double meaning. And we got a grand tradition of that. This guy is just brilliant, man. But it's a shame that we don't have a singular space to house all of this information. We got to work on that, people. We got to put it together. We can't, and see, this is the sort of thing, you can't just expect one person to take it on. It's too large, it's too huge. And you can't stop telling people if it was important enough to you, you just make it, get it done, start doing it. These things are huge. And it's the same way we tell people, look here, housing crisis is not a problem that one person can solve. And even though one person may be able to solve their personal housing crisis, it doesn't mean that the vast majority of people could solve it. We have to shift the culture around, the culture of how we approach these problems and approach solutions. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Yeah, I can hear you now.
You talking about Kai, right?
Yeah, Kai Gottlieb.
They used to own a radio station called Cool 96 out of Freeport.
Right.
They used to have a show on there at 4 p.m.
Okay.
In the spot, I can't remember his spot and name.
Mm-hmm.
But Carl, I think Carl originated from Abaco, Long Island, but he got a lot of stuff.
Yes, man.
Yeah. The Tribune, I think, took franchise of it.
I got you. Yeah.
Call it the Tribune.
It may have fallen under their their banner.
It's Cool 96.
Yeah.
Dave Studio.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
No, thank you very, very much.
All right.
All right. And so the question is, Tony McKay, Ed Moxie, and you see, can't leave out Ronnie Butler. These three are the most influential Bahamian artists ever. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to have this conversation, right, is because the 49th Independence celebrations are rapidly approaching. They are rapidly approaching. Now, look, we know that our government is under tremendous pressure just trying to keep the process of governance rolling, right? And they talk about the economy and the public service, managing people, managing the economy, managing systems. So when it comes to the Independence celebration, it's ridiculous of us to think that they're going to be able to think about all of the things that are, you know, dancing in our minds and our hearts about what we want for the 49th Independence celebration. It's up to us to decide what our culture is and what we want to see and what we want to celebrate. We have to stop leaving it to political, government machinery, but it's really political machinery to determine these things. It's really up to us. And so we don't have enough time necessarily for the 49th Independence to initiate right now something large and grand, like an Independence commemorative album, right? But we could start telling the government right now what we expect for this and future Independence celebrations as a staple. Got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, Aaron Green, sorry, this must be my day, but I call back and sing this song for you. The song goes, line, 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 line.
Yes, that's it, Kermit. You know that song? Okay, thank you. I get it. Now I can be home all weekend trying to find that song. But I know it, as soon as you start singing that, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, man, that's a sweet, sweet, sweet song. Okay, I got a text here that says, Aaron, the Speaker of the House is simply awful, unprofessional, and classless. Now, let's stick a pin right there. The caller said that, you know, they don't like the idea that the Speaker sounds like a mother, right? And that made me think, does the Speaker sound like a mother because she has a condescending tone, or does she sound like a mother because she's speaking to behavior that we ascribe or attribute to children? Now, when you talk about an embarrassment, like the behavior in the House of Parliament being an embarrassment, I have to bring in some people to talk about this, because you'd be surprised what you find in houses of assembly across the globe. The question is, are they rah, 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 rahing and bang, 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 banging for the most important things? That's really the question. I got a caller on the line. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yeah, morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
You forget one person. I hear you call 80 Minutes.
Okay. Don't worry. He on this piece of paper right here.
A lot of good songs, too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. The catalog is massive, right? But
yeah.
with Tony McKay, Ed Moxie, and Ronnie Butler, I was about to say that they go beyond what we think of as traditional Bahamian music, and they begin to influence and be a part of the development of other genres of music. But Eddie Minnis got to be in there. No, you're right. Eddie Minnis got to be in there.
I got to put Eddie Minnis in there now.
Yeah, because when he sing that song Ulysses with Ronnie Butler, you couldn't tell me the two of them was in top chart country artists.
I tell you, then I went with Johnny Flying. And
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Colin. Glad I took that call. I was just talking about the politicians. But then, like I said early in the show, even in all of this critique, let's remember that politicians are people too. And it's less, I can be honest with you, sometimes it's less about the politician or the preacher or the pastor, and it's more about the people who follow them. Because you may say, man, Aaron, these politicians, they deserve it. But the people who put their trust in them, those politicians or those pastors, those people are the reason why we offer the critique. And those people are the reason why we measure the critique. Because you think you're just offending a person you're critiquing, but you're offending people who put their faith and trust in those people to lead them. And that's important. I think that's an important point to make. But back to the House of Assembly. Don't it seem like gang culture to you? The bomb, bomb, bombing and the rah, rah, rah and the making noise. We're going to bring in some guests to examine how, not just how the House of Parliament works, but how power works in governance and in the halls of power. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Caller, how you could put me on? Boy, they'll try to do it to you, though. The caller tried to put me on hold. High tech. Okay, we are all out of time. Let me tell you all the list. I give you all the artists on my playlist for this morning, right? So sort of back to the conversation we were having. Kai Gottlieb, Fishmouth Woman, Kai Gottlieb, Lady Cellulite, Edmund Moxie, Stew Fish and Grits. I had Exuma, Come On Woman. I think that's an important song. And then I had this song that I'd never heard before by a group I'd never heard about before called Boss and the Conch Shells. The song is called High Flying Birds. The group is Boss and the Conch Shells. And I remember all this week, I swear people have been calling me Conch. And so when I saw this song, I had to put it on the list. Then I have Grooving Around by Lionel Lotmore, which is this really fast-paced disco track, which really surprised me. And then I got Ronnie Butler, Bahama Rock. And that's a collection of sort of older Bahamian artists who I think either are very influential or you can see their influence on global music culture. Ooh, that's a sweet song, hey. Then I had some new stuff on the list. Nishi L.S. Loose Me, NXTETG and Giovanni Bay. Johnny K, Get 'em, Ricky, Bahaman and Mafio and their new fire track, Fire. And everybody loves to leap because everybody loves their rake and scrape. But we're going to close the show with this song. Producers, this Boss in the Conch Shells? Yes, that's what I thought. High Flying Birds by Boss and the Conch Shells. Listen, you guys, enjoy the day. Take it easy on yourself. Practice a little empathy and give others a break. One of the reasons why people haven't been able to delve into these heavy stories and are focusing on things and issues you think are trite is because some things are just too heavy to digest for many of us. So let's be easy with each other. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.